Sculptor Alfred Glover walks through the woods while searching for branches to use for his next creation. He spots a large oak tree that fell in a recent storm.
And I'm looking at a piece over there, a nice oak branch that's probably about 8 feet long. And I'm looking for the forks in it, you know, the different, you know, pattern of the branches. Because a lot of times I don't just want, you know, straight sticks going vertical and horizontal. I'm really after some forked sticks and things that have some character.
Glover's sculptures are full of character. Brightly colored fish with huge smiles and rustic furniture that looks straight out of Alice in Wonderland. Recently, he's been making trellises out of sticks with painted animals and leaves on them. Glover says they're like a three-dimensional quilt, but made from fallen branches.
So, I'll start cutting away. Yeah, this saw makes short work out of these branches.
Once Glover's collected the wood he wants, he brings it back to his Katamit studio, where he's lived and worked for the past 28 years. He lays the branches on the ground, almost like drawing with the sticks, to get an idea of where he's going. Glover trained as a painter, but moved into sculpture when he started getting requests for decorative birds he'd made out of driftwood. He says the first birds he made were gray, because the old and weathered look appealed to people.
But then I started painting them brighter colors, little by little. And at first that met with a lot of opposition. You know, some of the people said, what, are you kidding? You know, that's an insult, you know, the color. But I kept with that. And so some of my herons became very blue herons. And I kept going with it because I was always a very colorful painter.
Glover's work almost always features animals, like snakes and birds, alligators and pelicans. And sometimes they're dancing together. Glover says part of his own personality may be reflected in these creatures.
I don't know. Some people think that I'm sort of a smiley kind of a person. And so many of those fish and animals that I do actually have smiles. You know, I cut out the shape of the teeth and I round it off and I put them back. So a lot of my fish figure have removable teeth. People get a kick out of that.
Glover's love of animals shows in his work, and it appeals to children. One of his trellises hangs in the trauma center lobby at Children's Hospital in Boston. The hospital likes his work for its playful quality.
Well, you know, one of the words that's used a lot is whimsical, and that word is a little bit overused sometimes. But, you know, it does apply, you know, to my work. And one of the things that I think about, I think it was Matisse that made a comparison between different types of artists that were painters or sculptors that were basically intellectual, you know, verses or whatever, as opposed to artists that are sort of instinctual. Yeah. So there are people that, you know, their work is very intellectual and others that are instinctual.
Alfred Glover is instinctual. Most every day you could find him in his Katamit workshop, shaving and drilling, shaping and painting his wood, surrounded by countless of his brightly colored creations decorating his world. For WCAI and Creative Life, I'm Alex Crowley in Katamit.